Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Human stem cells transform to mimic early nervous system. A team of engineers and biologists at the University of Michigan, the Weizmann Institute of Science, and the University of Pennsylvania have pioneered the first stem cell culture method capable of producing a full model of the early stages of the human central nervous system. The findings published in the journal Nature showed a 3D human organoid demonstrating stem cells culture that mimic essential structural and functional features of human organ system, albeit as incomplete or imperfect replicas. Models like this will open doors for fundamental research to understand early development of the human central nervous system and how it could go wrong in different disorders, said Jiaping Fu, UM professor of mechanical engineering and corresponding author of the study. We try to understand not only the basic biology of human brain development, but also diseases, why we have brain-related diseases, their pathology, and how we can come up with effective strategies to treat them, said Guo Li Ming and Hu Jong Song, Prelman, professors of neuroscience at UPenn and co-authors of the study. They develop protocols for growing and guiding the cells and characterize the structural and cellular characteristics of the model. Organoids developed using patient-derived stem cells may be used for identifying which drugs offer the most successful treatment. Human brain and spinal cord organoids are being used to study neurological and neuropsychiatric diseases.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
New research sheds light on the relationship between parental age and congenital disorders. A new paper published in Genome Biology and Evolution under Oxford University Press revealed the association between paternal age and rare congenital diseases is more intricate than previously thought. While it's been known that advanced paternal age increases the likelihood of offspring with conditions like bone and heart malformation, that is achondroplasia, Apert or Noonan syndrome, as well as neurodevelopmental disorders such as schizophrenia and autism, recent research suggests that while certain pathogenic mutations correlate with paternal age, others do not. Moreover, some mutations may arise in the father's testes before sexual maturity. Delayed fatherhood heightens the risk of new mutations causing congenital disorders in children. Fibroblast growth factor receptor 3, FGFR3, is a human protein found in tissues like cartilage, the brain, intestines, and kidneys. Driver mutations, more prevalent in older men's sperms, significantly elevate the risk of congenital disorders. Research reveals health risks from endocrine-disrupting chemicals in plastic, pesticides, and other sources. A recent report from the Endocrine Society raised concerns about the significant threats to human health posed by ubiquitous endocrine-disrupting chemicals, EDCs, in our environment and daily activities. The report included detailed analysis on exposure to EDCs from four sources: plastics, pesticides, consumer product, including children's product, and per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, a class of thousands of chemicals known or suspected to be EDCs. The established body of scientific research indicates that endocrine-disrupting chemicals that are part of our daily lives are making us more susceptible to reproductive disorders, cancer, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and other serious health conditions, said the report's lead author, Andrea Sigore, PhD of the University of Texas at Austin. These chemicals pose particularly serious risk to pregnant women and children. Hormone plays a vital role in normal bodily functions and health. However, exposure to endocrine-disrupting chemicals can interfere with hormone actions, leading to various health issues. Evidence links environmental EDC exposure to serious conditions including diabetes, neurological and reproductive disorders, inflammation, and compromised immune function. The report highlighted two analyses focusing on endocrine-disrupting chemicals in plastics and pesticides. Despite increasing global production, scientists warn of the rising crisis of chemical and plastic pollution. Glyphosate, the most widely used herbicide, exhibits 8 out of 10 key characteristics of an EDC, with studies linking it to adverse reproductive health outcomes. Plastics contain thousands of toxic substances, including known or suspected EDCs like bisphenols and phthalates. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.